Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss symbolism. So what is symbolism? Symbolism can be defined as a loosely organized literary and artistic movement that originated with a group of French poets in the late 19th century and spread to other areas such as painting and theater and also influenced the European and American literatures of the 20th century to varying degrees. And symbolist artists sought to express individual emotional experience through the subtle and suggestive use of highly symbolized language. Now, one thing to note is the word suggestive. So, symbolism tries to express something or tries to convey something by way of suggestion. It suggests something. And symbolism originated in the revolt of early French poets against the rigid conventions governing both the technique and theme in traditional French poetry. And as evidenced in the precise description of Parnassian poetry. Now, what is Parnassian poetry? First of all, what is the meaning of Parnassian? Parnassian basically was a French literary style. A style that was prevalent after the period of or the era of Romanticism, but before the appearance of symbolism. So, it was in the 19th century. And Parnassians kise kehte hain? Group of French poets. Parnassian is the style and Parnassians are the members of that group. And these French poets emphasized things like restraint, objectivity, technical perfection, precise description. And all of this is something against the romantic ideals. For example, the romantics emphasized subjectivity, emotionalism, as well as verbal imprecision. So, Parnassians were against the ideals, the literary ideals espoused by the romantics. And after that will come the symbolists. Symbolists are against the ideals espoused by the Parnassians. And let me remind you that all of this is happening in France. And once symbolism begins in France, then it finally goes to other parts of Europe, including England. So the symbolists wished to liberate poetry from its expository functions and its formalized oratory in order to describe instead the fleeting, immediate sensations of man's inner life and experience. So, in order to understand symbolism and the symbolists, you should keep in mind the ideals of the romantics as well as the ideals of the Parnassians. And after that, the symbolists attempted to evoke the ineffable intuitions and sense perceptions of man's inner life and to communicate the underlying mystery of existence through a free and highly personal use of metaphors and images that, though lacking in precise meaning, would nevertheless convey the state of the poet's mind and hint at the dark and confused unity of an inexpressible reality. Now, in simpler terms, or let's say in simpler words, as I said in the beginning that in symbolism, there is something called being suggestive. So, the symbolists don't emphasize on one meaning of a symbol. They only suggest that one meaning can be there. Of course, there can be other meanings as well attached to a particular symbol. So, symbolism lacks in precise meaning. It doesn't give precise meanings. But even then, it manages to convey the state of the poet's mind. And at the same time, it hints at the dark and confused unity of an inexpressible reality. Now, I say inexpressible reality because reality itself is so complex. Reality inside anybody's mind. It is so complex that it is not easy or even possible to describe reality of the mind in precise terms. So, the symbolists use suggestive language. And that is why you see a lot of use of metaphors. Because what is a metaphor? Metaphor may, there is no single meaning. Of course, we say that this stands for this. But it can also stand for something else. That is the beauty of metaphor. And in France, there are a number of writers, poets, who are associated with the symbolist movement. And one of the most important of all of these writers and thinkers is Charles Baudelaire. Charles Baudelaire. And there is a anthology of poems written by him called The Flowers of Evil. The Flowers of Evil, which came out in 1857. This is something which influenced later day symbolists a lot in France. And in particular, there is a concept of Charles Baudelaire called correspondences. Correspondences between the senses. This is something which very much influences the next generation of symbolists. And one more thing you should know is that the Symbolist Manifesto, Symbolist Manifesto was published by a person called Jean Maurice. Jean Maurice in the journal called Lee Figaro. Okay, Lee Figaro. This is a very famous journal because, you know, in this, the Symbolist Manifesto was published in 1886. And Jean Maurice, what he does in this manifesto is, he attacks the descriptive tendencies of realist theatre, naturalistic novels, and Parnassian poetry. And as I said earlier, that to understand symbolism, you must understand that symbolism rejects Parnassian ideals as well as the earlier romantic ideals. Wo to pehle hi reject kar diye the Parnassians ne. Now symbolism even rejects the Parnassian ideals. Now little bit about Charles Baudelaire. Since he is very important in the field of symbolism, especially French symbolism, little bit of the biography of Charles Baudelaire. Charles Baudelaire was a French poet as well as a translator as well as a literary and art critic. And there are two things that he has written. One I told you, The Flowers of Evil. Okay, The Flowers of Evil. Then another volume of poems is called Little Prose Poems. Okay, Little Prose Poems. And this Little Prose Poems was a very successful and innovative early experiment in prose poetry of that time. Okay. Now, what is the contribution of Charles Baudelaire to symbolism? So, I already told you that his works influenced later day symbolists. Okay. So, as both a poet and a critic, Baudelaire stands in relation to French and European poetry as, let's say, Gustave Flaubert and Edward Manet do to painting and fiction, and also as a crucial link between Romanticism and Modernism. And in his pursuit of an evocative magic of images and sounds, his blending of intellect and feeling, irony and lyricism, and his deliberate rejection of rhetorical utterance, Baudelaire moved decisively away from the romantic poetry of statement and emotion to the modern poetry of symbol and suggestion. So, remember these two words, symbol and suggestion. Okay, symbolism is about being suggestive. So, few more important things. As expressed in Jean Maurice's manifesto, symbolism was a reaction not only against realism and naturalism, which were based on description, but also against Parnassian poetry, which aimed to cultivate a precise and definitive language. Okay. Afterwards, French symbolism was finally introduced into England through Arthur Simon's book called The Symbolist Movement in Literature. Okay, The Symbolist Movement in Literature, which was published in 1899. Kyunki abhi tak main baat kar raha tha, symbolism as it started in France and now it finally goes to England. And the name of the work that really propelled the coming of French symbolism into England is The Symbolist Movement in Literature by Arthur Simons. And the spelling of Arthur Simons is A-R-T-H-U-R, Arthur, and Simons, S-Y-M-O-N-S, Simons. Okay? And in this book, Simons characterized the later 19th century as the age of science and the age of material things. And he viewed the symbolist movement as a revolt against exteriority, okay, against rhetoric and against a materialistic tradition. Okay? A revolt against exteriority, against rhetoric, against a materialistic tradition. And he explained that with symbolist poetry comes the turn of the soul, a literature in which the visible world is no longer a reality and the unseen world no longer a dream. And in this work, Simons quotes the great writer Carlyle, especially his definition of the symbol as possessing a double significance, okay, a double significance as a locus where the infinite is made to blend itself with the finite. Okay, this is a quotation from Carlyle. So, seen in this light, symbolism was an attempt to reinvest language with its powers of ambivalence and mystery. Okay, as I said even earlier, that the fact of being suggestive, okay, and here we are reading that along with being suggestive, there is attempt to reinvest language with the powers of ambivalence and mystery. Okay, so from an exam point of view, what are the things that you should keep in mind? One, the work of Arthur Simons, The Symbolist Movement in Literature, because his work is the one that brought French symbolism into England. Okay, after that, The Symbolist Manifesto by Jean Maurice. After that, the contribution of Charles Baudelaire, especially his work called The Flowers of Evil. Okay, The Flowers of Evil. And his idea of correspondences. Ye bahut important hai. And one more thing you should remember is that symbolism is against the Parnassian ideals of poetry and also the romantic ideals of poetry.